Christians, but, you know, each of us who have a part in the service, you know, we have a order of service here. And the Lord just knows that today then was Mission Sunday. I had no idea until Shayla came in that Shayla was going to share today. Pastor had asked me for when could I share, you know, San Enrique with you and what I'd been doing. And I said, okay, you're going to be gone. Let me preach on the 12th and I'll do it then. And he says, okay. And so that's, you know, so when I came in this morning to meet with Jessica back there about to stop that slide on the truck, you know, Shayla comes in and says, oh, I'm going to share. Oh, okay, great. Lord, how can we do this? I did a quick prayer. How can we do this? And I looked at this guy. Okay, yeah, let's put her here. And that's, I'm the one that made that decision, put it there. Carrie wasn't here yet. And so, okay, I'll put it. And the Lord's going to take care of it. And I keep looking. I was looking at the schedule. Oh, okay, Lord, we're 20 minutes behind schedule now. No, Lord, we're not 20 minutes behind your schedule. That's our schedule. And I just began praying. I said, Lord, and as we were singing, Trust and Obey, Lord, let me trust you, the sovereign God that moved in Mordecai and Esther's life is the same God that moves and directs our paths. Amen. And that is the message today that I had for you. In Philippians chapter 4, and where our hearts are, because I know that a lot of you are asking, and I'll be sharing that as well, about our plans and Lillian's health and what the Lord's doing next. And I'll share that as we go through this and in. But I just want to share with you briefly from the Lord's word first and foremost. Because as Shayla shared, we're just the tools. We're just the vehicle. And that's what the Apostle Paul reminds the Philippian church when he's writing to them in Philippians chapter 4. And I'm going to read at verse 4, first down to verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's what he calls us to do. He calls us to rejoice always. Again, I will say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about everything. I'm in control. And that's hard. That's hard to go through. And many of you are going through trials, times of financial difficulties, times of health issues, times of spiritual dryness, feeling like the Lord's abandoned you. And missionaries and their families are no different. You know, I shared with you that accident, you know, and Leanne's, you know, I want to go home. But the Lord worked on her heart. And you saw her serving when Lillian came. You saw her doing things. But she was happy to get back to go with Mom. And when Mom and her left on January 9th and returned back. And then things didn't go as I had planned. I had thought by then the Lord would have provided and Lillian could have quit her job and been there to rest and get well. But that was not to be. And the worry and the strain, and as the decisions were made and I extended my stay because I felt like we need to do something to reach those children in the town. We need to lay that foundation even further. And Lord, you'll provide. And as the weeks went by and the months went by, I depended upon this verse more and more. Be anxious for nothing. And that brings us to now. We're not able to go back at this time. Lillian's health, we came to realize, was more severe. But the Lord has a purpose in it all, again. And he's preparing, and he's preparing me. And he's working in our marriage. He's working in our children's lives. He's working in the lives of even the family over there and the people over there. He is working. And I had to learn all over again to be anxious for nothing, to cast everything on him. And that's what I'm doing. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns 1,000 hills. Can he provide the funds? Can he find the way for us to go? He has blessed many of you for blessing us by your giving. And I hope and pray that you have been blessed and see what's happening. Those 10 children that were saved during that outreach in those 4 or 5 weeks. And Pastor Dave shared with me, it's not the numbers. It's being faithful.
Amen, brother.
You're planting the seed. You're watering. We don't always see the increase. We have been blessed, as you've seen in that video, at our reunion in Quezon City, the church and school that the Lord used us, used a sinful missionary to begin that work. And as they celebrated their 26th anniversary, and we were there and able to bring back Melanie from Australia, was going to be there, and then we hadn't seen her for 28 years. And we said, let's have an informal reunion. Let's get together. And the Lord just blessed that, and now they have started an alumni association. But to see those faces of a young man who's now 30, that was in first grade, and to see him now as a pastor and preaching and singing and using his ability for the Lord, and his sisters who were used. His sister was our co-teacher, his eldest sister, and his other sisters were students with him. And that whole family has been blessed by God because they serve God. And to see young ladies that run up to Lillian and said, ma'am, do you remember us? We were your students and now they're the teachers. We are blessed. We have been told by veteran missionaries, you are blessed to see the fruit of your work. And as Leanne, as you saw with those classmates, those two boys, and I'm sorry, I can't recall their names. One graduated from high school, and one is a senior, I think, this year. They were classmates with her. Their mother got saved. They got saved. They're members of that church. The mother is now the principal of the school being used. We are blessed. But it doesn't end there. The Apostle Paul says, no, you don't look back. I rejoice for you, Philippians. I rejoice for you, Ephesians. I'm blessed at the end of my life what you're doing, but it's for you that you continue on. And that's our heart, that we want to return. And we can ask God to do that. So I'm asking you to join us in prayer, that we be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and he will provide. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So do that. Not for us. I pray for Lillian's healing more than anything else. And however he chooses, I've been offered this past couple weeks, I've been offered a position with a company in the Philippines, an American company, that would pay a good salary. They are waiting upon a contract with the Philippine government. If they get that, he said, I'm hired. If they don't get it, I need to still rejoice and thank the Lord. Amen. He will provide.
Glory.
But I'm praying for that. Because if Lillian could just quit her job, we could prepare to go and be there. And we could continue and do some things in San Enrique and have some workers there and ministry continue and see what the Lord's going to do next. Jimmy tells me that all the time. He encourages me. RG encourages me. Leanne encourages me. Dad, just do what you told us. Trust the Lord and just see what the Lord's going to do next. That's the exciting part, Dad. That's the rejoicing part, that you see, you know God's going to work. It's just that we're impatient. We don't wait upon it. We want it now. So pray for us, and that his will would be done. And then let us go to verse 13. How do we do it? How do we go through all of these things? The trial that you may have, the temptations you may have, the worries and concerns that you have. How do you get through it? And Paul tells us it's here. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. It's not my strength, it's his strength. How can I do that? How could Shayla go and do what she did? Your heart is overwhelming when you see that poverty, when you see, what can I do? I don't have that kind of money. I can't do this, Lord, I can't do this. He says, do what I ask you to do. Share me. Share my word. And then you're blessed by doing so, by trusting and obeying. But that word strengthening is unique here. The Nobel Prize winner, Nobel. Did you know the Peace Prize was named after the guy who discovered dynamite? Do you know that he is the one that was one of the top scientists for the atomic bomb? And that's why it's named after him? The Nobel Peace Prize. But he, when he was doing the dynamite, he asked some Greek scholars, give me a word. English doesn't do it. What can we call this? And it's Dionymus or something like that. It's dino. And it means explosive. But it means, it's the one that God used in Hebrew when he created the world. It's his word. It explodes. It dynamizes. It strengthens. And he said, that's the word I want. That's what this stuff does. It explodes. It's dynamite. So the Apostle Paul, centuries before, I'm looking for a word, Lord, to encourage these people. How can we do all these things? I can do all things through Christ, whose strength dynamizes, gives me the supernatural strength and peace that passes all understanding to rest and be assured in you. So doing that, that's how you and I can get through anything. And Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who are called and are love God. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And you've heard me say that before. All things he takes and he uses. So I called this, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who dynamizes me. But again, it's him through us. It's him through you. Let him use you. Cast your cares upon him. And I just have a little thing from a pastor that I got before. And he says, knowing that Jesus Christ, my Savior, has taken away my guilt, my sins, fears, I recognize that Christ lives in me personally and powerfully. Therefore, I choose to live through him that dynamic life today and every day. I set major life goals, clearly envisioning their attainment. I shall visualize by faith both what I shall be and what I shall do, formulating and following specific but flexible plans for transforming these aims into realities. I shall maintain a positive spiritual attitude now and henceforth. I choose to think dynamic, progressive thoughts that work toward achievement, victory, happiness, peace, prosperity, success, and love. I resist and repel all negative forces, fears, and feelings that attack my inner thoughts, plans, and decisions. I shall succeed, for every problem is a challenge, every obstacle an opportunity. Every stumbling block, a stepping stone to victory. When I come to an uncrossable barrier like the Red Sea, I will not stop. I shall step in and watch the water form a wall on either side for my safe passage, or I shall carve a boat out of faith, hope, love, and work, and then use the troubled waters to buoy me up and on. Or I shall start swimming until Jesus, who walks on waters, lifts me up and brings me to the shore he chooses for me. I shall continue achieving my goals in life, for I cannot be defeated. I am an overcomer. I have been given victory. I can do all things through Christ who dynamizes me. And again, the I there puts you. We can do these things. Christ can do these things through us. Christ will take us. We're not all called to go. We're all called to share. We're not all going across the water or flying down to a country like Shayla did. But we're all in the mission place that God has us. And even though we may be going through a loss of a job, loss of loved ones, loss of health, whatever it is, God and Jesus in us gives us the strength as we trust and obey Him. So I challenge you this morning, as we leave here today, you have seen the message of hope given to little children and families and pastors and people. You've heard for prayer requests. There's flooding going on in Manila. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands without homes now. Paul and Patty Ellis and Pammy have been blessed. Their houses haven't been flooded, just their streets. Pammy flew home and couldn't get to her home for about 3-4 days. She was able to go to her home. Paul and Patty were out and were able to travel and went over to have dinner with her. And then they started back home. This was this past Friday night, I think. And the rain started again. And we're talking about torrential rains. And they had to turn around. They could not go back home. They had to go and stay with Pammy. But they were rejoicing of the Lord's provision. But there are many. There's relief efforts that are needed. The missionaries are working. God's people are working. And the government's working to relieve that. And you see that on TV. You see requests. You get requests all the time. But again, how does God's people share and do this all around the world? There were earthquakes in Iran. There was another earthquake right where the tsunami was in Japan this morning. But God's working. God will provide. We have a drought in this land. And we have a spiritual need in this land. But God's working, calling us to repentance, calling us to trust and obey. Amen. And that's what I ask you to do today. How can we do it? We can't. But He can through us, who gives us the strength that dynamizes us to live for Him. And I ask you to do that. Renew your commitment today. If you want to pray with an elder, we'll be over here. If you have any other need, we'll be over here. But then join us for fellowship and rejoicing, and especially be with Shayla and greet her as she'll be leaving in a few weeks. And Tony's here, her brother. He was here. And he'll be going back to the Air Force too, and pray for him as he's wanting to preach and share the gospel, his future too. And just bless all of our young people. Pray for them.